This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Jillian is from Holbrook, is that right?
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry. Hello. Hi.
Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning.
Jillian is a kindergartner. Kindergarten teacher.
She's a kindergartner. She's love a kindergartner. That for her.
I imagine you kind of have to be when teaching them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My wife always said that when she taught at that age, like first grade, kindergarten, like they still love their teacher.
Oh my
but
God,
as
right.
they start
love
to get to
them.
Like fourth grade, then you got to teach them about deodorant. They don't love the teacher quite as much.
Hey, Jillian, do kindergartners run around and give out Valentines?
They do, and they love it. We're actually making our little Valentine bags today.
I miss the boxes so much. It would be full.
Remember, you had to go to CVS and get your little cards.
It's the last time we got a Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Jillian.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Kennedy has now left the studio. She's over there in that soundproof booth where she cannot hear anything that's happening. Hey, Dan, can we take it easy on the Valentine stuff around Kennedy, please? Kennedy's got 3,125 wins, 261 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one. Mindy Kaling posted a picture of herself and BJ Novak at an Oscar after party, and he wrote, "Best accessory is a beautiful superstar." Of course, they rose to fame as Kelly and Ryan on which hit show?
Oh, I love the show. We watch it every night, The Office.
Question number two. According to a rundown of the most popular romantic comedies in each state, some of our favorites include Clueless, 16 Candles, and There's Something About Mary. Which actress played Mary in There's Something About Mary?
Cameron Diaz.
Question number three. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are expecting their first child. Is Sophie over or under 25 years old?
Under.
Question number four. Jerry Springer, 76 years old today. Name Jerry's former show security guard who also ended up with a very popular talk show.
I know this is wrong, but Montel Williams.
Question number five. Rick Moranis has signed on to do the upcoming Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot called Shrunk. It will be Rick Moranis' first movie in 24 years. Which of these was Rick not in? Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, Blues Brothers. Which one was he not in?
This is a complete shot in the dark. Blues Brothers.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
It's a good shot.
Shoot or shoot, man.
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Jillian got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, well done.
Woo!
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Mindy Kaling posted a picture of herself and BJ Novak at an Oscar after party, and he replied, "Best accessory is a beautiful superstar." They rose to fame as Kelly and Ryan on which hit show?
The Office.
Tied to one. Question number two. According to a rundown of the most popular romantic comedies in each state, some of our favorites include Clueless, 16 Candles, and There's Something About Mary. Which actress played Mary in There's Something About Mary?
Cameron Diaz.
Tied at two. Question number three. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are expecting their first child. Is Sophie over or under 25?
Under?
23 years old.
Wow. She's accomplished so much.
I know. I don't want to talk about it.
That's a lot. Having a kid. I was 25 when my twins were born. And I just think back to what a blur it was.
Shouldn't do anything until you're 30. Yeah. Anything. Tattoos, married kids.
She'll have a little bit more money than I did that age to raise that child. All right, so it's tied at three. Question number four. Jerry Springer, 76 today, Kennedy. What is the name of Jerry's former show security guard who actually ended up having a very popular talk show?
Steve?
I need the first and last name.
Steve. I don't have it.
Steve Wilkos.
Wilkos.
Tied at being so good at throwing people off stage. Like, give him his own show.
Right?
Tied at three, going to the final question, which Jillian got correct. Rick Moranis has signed on to do the upcoming Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot called Shrunk. It will be Rick Moranis' first movie in 24 years. Which of these movies was Rick not in? Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers. I didn't think I was going to get that one, Daniel.
We end up in a 4-4 tie, which means Kennedy gets the win on the board. I'm sorry, Jill, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets for you to see Michael Bublé March 25th at the TD Garden. Tickets make a great Valentine's gift. You can buy them now at Ticketmaster.com, but you've got them for free, okay?
I am so excited. I love Michael Bublé.
Bublé does not disappoint.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jillian from Holbrook, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Rebecca's from Westwood. Good morning,
hello.
Rebecca. Hello.
Hey,
hello, hello. Hello, hello.
I'm here with Adam.
All right. And what'd you say? You what?
I said I'm here with my son, Adam.
Hello. Adam. What's up, Adam?
Hi.
Yay. You guys are the reason we get in the car in the morning.
Oh. We, so like, you can get out real fast?
By quarter to the hour. Gotta play
tuck kids. And roll. Tuck and roll, kid.
I love it. I love it. Adam, what grade are you in, buddy?
What?
What grade are you in?
Fourth.
Fourth grade.
It's a good grade.
All right.
It is.
I hated my fourth grade teacher.
Oh, Miss Freeman. Mine.
Look at me now, Miss Evans. What's up?
All right, Rebecca, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck. We got to find her.
Man, let's get Miss Evans on the show.
Incredible.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. Remember, you tie, you lose. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She cannot hear anything that is happening right now. She's got 3,126 wins, 261 losses. Question number one. Macaulay Culkin is once again insisting that Michael Jackson was fine with him and never did anything inappropriate. Macaulay Culkin is even the godfather of Jackson's daughter. What is her name?
It's not Paris, but I'm going to say Paris.
Question number two. Actress Christina Ricci turned 40 yesterday. It seems like forever ago, but she starred in the 1991 Addams Family movie and its sequel as the pigtailed daughter of Gomez and Morticia. Name her character.
Wednesday.
Question number three. Papa John has come down from whatever high he was on during that interview last year and admitted that he did not eat 40 pizzas in 30 days.
You guys remember when Papa John had a meltdown?
Yeah.
That was wild.
What is the slogan for Papa John's?
What's the slogan for Papa John's? Pizza, pizza? No, that's easy, easy. What's the slogan? Adam, you got to pull through here.
Pull your weight, Adam.
All right.
Pull your weight, Adam. We don't know.
No? Okay. Question number four. There's an Aladdin sequel in the works. Finish the opening lyric from A Whole New World. Take a listen, okay? Are you ready? Here we go.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last?
Let your heart decide to hold you. I'll spare you all my
fingers. Don't you dare close your eyes.
The only reason Dan picked this song is so he could sing this
morning.
Of
course.
Oh, my God. You're all welcome. That's an amazing song.
Billie Eilish's new James Bond theme.
I can't compete with your anthem from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's well, what can I say? That's just a masterpiece.
That was glorious.
Yes. Billie Eilish's new James Bond theme, No Time to Die, will be released. I thought today we were getting it. This is April 10th. Kennedy said today at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the movie opens April 10th?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Okay. You wrote the question. I'm asking you. You don't know?
Just remember.
You didn't write the question?
We have a prep service, sir, and I copy-paste stuff.
Billie Eilish.
What was the last James Bond movie that came out in 2015 called?
What was the last thing on there? Did you watch it? No, I got nothing.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Wait, can I say Gary just for the record?
Yes, you can say Gary just for the record.
Kennedy!
I love when I ask Dan a question and he starts mouthing it but not saying anything. He's like, just copy and paste it from a website. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Rebecca got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Macaulay Culkin is once again insisting that Michael Jackson never did anything inappropriate with him. Culkin is even the godfather of Jackson's daughter. What is her name?
Paris.
Paris is correct. Nice guess, Rebecca. Tied at 1.
Yeah.
Question number 2. Actress Christina Ricci turned 40 yesterday. It seems like forever ago, but she starred in the 1991 Addams Family movie and its sequel as the pigtailed daughter of Gomez and Morticia. Name her character.
Wednesday.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Papa John has come down from whatever high he was on during that interview last year and admitted that he did not eat 40 pizzas in 30 days.
Kind of wish he did.
What is the slogan for Papa John's?
Oh, Papa John's. I can see him saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Don't fire me. I'm a decent guy.
He's not.
No, he's not.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
Papa John's.
All right, tied to 2. Question number 4. There's an Aladdin sequel in the works. Finish this opening lyric from A Whole New World, Kennedy. Take a listen.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last?
Remix.
I don't know.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
Never in a million years would have gone there.
I can open your eyes.
Okay.
Kennedy, you missed that one. Rebecca got it right.
All right, good enough.
She now leads you 3-2.
All right, let's go.
Going to the final question, and I love this because I know you're a fan, just like I am.
Crap.
Billie Eilish's new James Bond theme, No Time to Die, will be released April 10th. I think that might be the movie that's released April 10th.
No, the song is released today at 4 o'clock. The movie is in April.
Kennedy, what was the last James Bond movie that came out in 2015?
Spectre.
Spectre is it. I knew you'd know it. Nice job, Kennedy. Pulled it out in a squeaka. It's very good. Yeah. I'm sorry, Rebecca, you and Adam don't get the cash, but I do have 4 tickets to Disney on Ice Presents. The Road Trip Adventure is happening February 19th to the 23rd at the TD Garden for school vacation week. You can hit the road with Mickey and his pals for a high-octane ride. You guys enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Rebecca, Adam, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Rebecca, and I'm with Adam. We're from Westwood, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try.
Gotta work smarter, not harder.
That's it.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
After a few vodka Red Bulls, I'm looking like Brad Pitt.
To yourself?
Oh.
You only need one.
Got him.
Hot.
He's up, young blood. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Megan sounds like our kind of party girl, Kennedy.
Really?
Yeah, she works at a funeral home.
Things I've always wanted to do. Yeah. Really?
What, go to a funeral home?
No, if I wasn't here, like I really wanted to be a forensic scientist. Like seriously, work with the dead folk. Yes, because you know why? They don't talk.
I got one for this.
they're the best people.
What's a funeral director's favorite game?
I don't know.
Formaldehyde and seek. Boom. And I'm done for the day. You guys have a good one.
Wow. You guys, you're like on the dad joke train this morning. I'm here for it. Megan, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Just let that marinate in there, Kennedy.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. She has now stepped out of the studio over into that soundproof booth. She can't hear any of your answers of these questions. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number 1. According to a new poll, 22% of us want to see Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston back together again. But almost 30% of us want to see Brad with Angelina Jolie.
Wow. Wow.
Who did he marry first?
Jennifer Aniston.
Question number two. Anna Faris is engaged. Who is her ex-husband?
Chris Pratt.
Question number three. Eminem says he enjoyed getting a hug from Salma Hayek backstage at the Oscars. She hugged him because she accidentally spilled water all over him after his performance. Who is older, Eminem or Salma Hayek?
Salma Hayek.
Question number four. It was 14 years ago today in 2006, Lou Ferrigno, a.k.a. the Incredible Hulk, was sworn in as a reserve deputy sheriff of Los Angeles County. Who played the Incredible Hulk in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Mark Ruffalo?
One more time.
Say that last name one more time.
Mark Ruffalo?
I mean...
She's saying a W?
No, she's saying it with an R, but it's really
Ruffalo?
Close. There you go.
There, yeah. Put her on the board. That's fine.
I think it's Gruffalo.
Gruffalo?
Gruffalo. Do you know what a Gruffalo is?
No.
Good book. Question number five. Lauren Graham. What? The Gruffalo. It's a book. Lauren Graham of Gilmore Girls fame has signed on to star in the upcoming Disney Plus adaptation of Mighty Ducks. In Mighty Ducks, the Ducks' famous play is called The Flying Blank.
V.
Oh, look at you. Wow. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, yeah. Please.
Go ahead, girl.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Megan from Danvers, I believe, got 5 out of 5.
Holy crap.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. According to a new poll, 22% of us want to see Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston get back together. Almost 30% of us want to see Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie get back together. Who did he marry first?
Jennifer Aniston.
Question number two. Anna Faris is engaged. Who is her ex-husband?
Chris Pratt.
Eminem says he enjoyed getting a hug from Salma Hayek backstage at the Oscars. She hugged him because she accidentally spilled water all over him after his performance. Who is older, Eminem or Selma? Salma, excuse me.
Salma.
Question number four. 14 years ago today in 2006, Lou Ferrigno, a.k.a. the Incredible Hulk, was sworn in as a reserve deputy sheriff of Los Angeles County. Who played the Incredible Hulk in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Edward Norton would be right, but I'm sure that's not what you meant. What's his name? Mark Ruffalo.
Gruffalo. Question number five. Lauren Graham of
Garoppolo.
Gilmore. Yeah. Lauren Graham of Gilmore Girls fame has signed on to star in the upcoming Disney Plus adaptation of Mighty Ducks. In Mighty Ducks, the Ducks' famous play is called The Flying Blank.
V.
That's an interesting answer.
Yes. All right, Kennedy. Question number one, you said Jennifer Aniston. That was correct. Nice job. Title one. Question number two, you said Anna Faris's ex-husband was Chris Pratt. Yes. Question number three, you guessed Salma Hayek. She's 53, he's 47.
Looking at me.
Question number four, you said Mark Ruffalo. That is correct. And question number five, you said the flying what?
V.
The flying V. That is correct.
Is it right? Oh, my God. Oh, that was the best.
Do you guys remember when they beat Iceland? That was a good time.
No.
Megan, here's the deal. You don't get the win.
Holy
however,
crap.
Whenever we have a 5-5 tie, I like to give away the $100 anyway because the money belongs to Sal and it makes him angry. And nothing's better than pissing off your boss.
Well, we already did that once today. So.
I know.
All right, twice in one day. That's what's better. So you've got the $100 and you have 4 tickets to Nick Jr. Live, Move to the Music, Dancing Its Way into Boston at the Box Center Wang Theater on March 15th and 16th. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Megan from Danvers, and I can't be Kennedy, but I can hire.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.